The Great State Fair of Texas goes back to 1886. It was shortly after that that I started attending it as a youth. It used to be more agricultural and educational and sort of community involvement. And it's still all those things, but it's also a whole lot about food. It starts September 26th, and the president of the State Fair of Texas is Mitchell Gleiber, who more importantly also is former co-captain of the SMU Mustangs football team, is in the National Football Federation Scholarship Hall of Fame. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, David. Appreciate it every year.
Well, the Mustangs give you a nice lift, too, I would think.
Yeah, actually, man, I'm really impressed with what they're doing right now. It's a little disappointing that we kind of blew that game against Baylor last week, but heck, to make it to where they did last year in the college football playoff after that long run of disappointments was outstanding.
Yeah,
so.
a great source of pride. All right, so you're busy now, but you've got, 24 incredibly active days starting September 26th. So what's new this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're very busy. Our team's been working really hard, planning all year to put together the very best fair possible. We have been setting up since really kind of mid-July. So it's setup is almost complete. Now we start having all the vendors show up, and that's when things rise to the level of an emergency, because it's always last minute before we get everything set up. So as we talked about a minute ago, you know, you mentioned that it's a lot about food, and this year's no different. We had some amazing new entries into our Big Tex Choice Awards food contest. So when folks come out to the fair this year, they're going to have tons of different new food options to look at. We have a great lineup on our main stage. We have several new shows that will be happening across the grounds, and of course the new auto show. And you know, we always tweak our parade each year, and as well as our illumination sensation show each night on the Esplanade. So lots of new activities for people to enjoy, lots of new exhibits, great new rides on the Midway. It'll be another outstanding year. Let's just cross our fingers and hope for some cool sunny weather.
Yeah, good point. We need the weather, but we also need attendees. And I, you know, I look around and there's a lot of unrest about the economy. There are more layoffs. Nobody knows exactly what's happening with interest rates, although it looks like they're coming down, which helps things. But I mean, you're somewhat economic sensitive, aren't you? I mean, this is a great indulgence, and people will, you know, we'll do this and attend and take the family out, probably even in tough times. But I think there's some reluctance this time around.
Yeah, there could be. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, we're certainly weather dependent is a big one for us. And then, of course, the economy or whatever else might be going on in that world definitely can impact us. To be honest with you, though, we've had some really fantastic years and years where it's been kind of a trying economy situation. So I think that in some of those years, as you say, people may pull back. They may not be taking vacations and they may do more of the staycation thing. And for whatever reason, you know, they seem to always find their way to the fair and because of the tradition of it. And of course, the fact that they don't have to pay travel expenses to go out somewhere. So we've had some fantastic years and years where we were very nervous about that. Doesn't mean this year will be the same, but it's actually been something that has worked out for us in the past.
So what's your marketing reach? I'm intrigued because, of course, one of the things is your landlord is the, you know, the State Fair of Texas, which I mean is the Fair Park, which has one of the greatest Art Deco collections there is in the world, I would guess. And I would think that a lot of people would come in, if for no other reason, to see that too.
Yeah, you know, a large percentage of our attendance comes from within about a 70-mile radius of the DFW area. That's just natural. And that's really the same with just about any state fair, or even if you start looking at the Houston Livestock Show and rodeo and things like that, you know, the core comes from a closer in area. As far as our marketing efforts go, we, of course, want to be able to say that we are the State Fair of Texas. We represent all Texans. Come to the State Fair of Texas here in Dallas, and you're going to be able to experience all things Texan and celebrate all things Texan here at the fair. So we certainly do make an effort to get out beyond that reach area. And we do bring in a significant number of people. When you're talking about 2.4 million people that come to the fair each year, even if, say, 30% of them are coming from outside of a 70-mile radius, that's a significant number. So just very proud of the fact that we are something that draws to the North Texas area and have a huge economic impact on this area by bringing people in. And then, of course, the fair is just a collection of small businesses. When you break it down, all of our concessionaires and vendors do a ton of business here, and we're very happy about that. So it's an economic engine for sure.
I'm always amazed by the number of small businesses out here that say we get, I don't know, some astounding number, 60% of our income from, you know, the 3 weeks at the State Fair of Texas.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's really amazing. And I think you hear that from some of the concessionaires, especially. Mm-hmm. A lot of the concessionaires, you know, they take vacation time. They may not be in the business year round, but they take vacation time to come operate during the State Fair. And they do extremely well here, especially if they have one of those winning food items from the Big Tex Choice Awards. That can literally mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to a concessionaire if they have a winning entry in that contest. So, you know, that's just one side of the business, the concessionaires. And then you have the exhibitor side where people are here selling products, and they sell a lot. Unfortunately, we don't get the dollar amounts from them. So I can't really tell you exactly how much they sell because everything we do with our exhibitors is based on, you know, flat exhibit rates. They pay rent. They sell their products. They keep 100% of their sales.
But still interesting numbers. So this time last year, I guess we were talking about the controversy that arose about the new weapons policy that you had. And this was something that was challenged by the state and everything else. But ultimately, you know, you prevailed, you had your policy. And now, last time I saw, you know, the Houston Livestock Show and the San Antonio and everybody else seemed to be following the same. But I gotta believe that it's coming back up again because of, you know, some of the incidents we've seen just over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, so obviously the litigation is actually ongoing. The Attorney General's office has filed an appeal, so that process will actually play out over time. Should not impact us during the fair this year. Our policy's in place, and it's the same policy that we had last year. And really what we're trying to do, our number one priority is to create a safe environment for our fairgoers. We believe that, you know, in an event like this, that it's best practices, and you actually see it. You mentioned the Houston Livestock Show and other like events. Those policies that they've had, they were already in place. We were the ones who were allowing the license to carry folks to continue to carry. And finally, we got to the point where, you know, things are changing. As you said, we have events that are happening all the time now, and we felt like it's in our best interest to go ahead and make that decision. Let the professionals handle the security on the grounds. We have, you know, approximately 200 police officers here on a daily basis. They're more than capable of handling any situation that comes up. So this will continue, I'm sure. We'll see where it goes. They did try to pass legislation during this last session, but it never made it anywhere close to the finish line. So it's just really a story yet to be told. But that's our position. Family-friendly environment. There is alcohol consumed out here, and families, kids, and firearms don't mix when you have alcohol involved.
So let me ask you one last thing. I mentioned earlier this, you know, your landlord. I mean, it's just remarkable, this Art Deco collection, but it's fallen into disrepair. There's been all this controversy about who's trying to fix it and the money. They were fired and then back and forth. You all are right in the middle of it. I mean, it's not as though you could pick up and say, well, we'll just move this whole thing to Forney if you can't fix things, you know, work things out.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're fine. As far as the State Fair of Texas is concerned, you know, we're a tenant here at Fair Park. And, you know, whether it's the city of Dallas or another entity that's managing the park on a year-round basis, we'll work with whoever it is that's managing the grounds. We just need to be able to make sure that we can run our event and have, you know, the proper emergency type situations handled with buildings and things like that that can pop up when they do. And of course, we're a part of that process because sure. we're giving dollars back from the state fair each year to make capital improvements within Fair Park. So we've given over $4 million for over at least 10 years now. So well over $40 million just to give into the city to use for projects that they deem are necessary. So it's important for us and it's important for them. We're happy to be a part of it, but we don't want to go anywhere. We want this to be our home forever.
That's Mitchell Gleiber. He's been going to the fair for free for 26 years. He's the president of the State Fair of Texas. We wish you cool weather and maybe rain only at night.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, just to kind of soak the grease down a little bit here and there. But yeah, come see us, David. We'd love to have you out.
Always do. All right. More of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.